Miloslav Vlček of the Social Democrats has resigned as chairman of the lower house of parliament and given up his deputy's post over his involvement in controversial subsidies and loans. He will not run in May's general elections and plans to leave politics altogether. Mr. Vlček came under intense pressure to resign from his posts after it emerged that he had persuaded deputies to approve a controversial subsidy for a close friend and had breached the law by repaying a 1 million crown loan to a friend in cash, a practice outlawed in order to prevent money laundering. Deputy Chair of the Lower House, Miroslava Nemtsova of the Civic Democrats, is expected to replace Miloslav Vlček as the head of the Lower House. A convoy of American war jeeps drove through Prague on Friday at the start of celebrations marking the 65th anniversary of the end of World War II and the liberation of Western Bohemia from the Nazis by the U.S. Third Army. The largest Czech city General Patton's men freed in 1945 was Plzeň, about 80 kilometers southwest of Prague, where the biggest celebrations with U.S. war veterans are due to take place over the weekend. During the communist years, the authorities only credited the Russian army with the country's liberation from Nazi rule, downplaying the U.S. role in the process. Czech environmentalists have announced the winners of the All Guzzler and Green Pearl Awards for the most environmentally damaging action and statement of the year. This year's All Guzzler Prize went to Trade and Industry Minister Vladimir Toshovsky for his efforts to expand coal mining in North Bohemia. The minister has been pushing for the limits imposed on coal mining in the region in the 1990s to be increased. This would lead to the destruction of a number of villages that are located on large brown coal deposits. The Green Pearl Award for the most ludicrous statement went to the governor of the Ústí region, Pavel Kouda of the Social Democrats. He told the media he wanted to expand coal mining in the region in order to improve the local culture. President Václav Klaus on Friday named 68 new professors in a special ceremony at Prague's Charles University. On the occasion, Education Minister Miroslava Kopitsová pointed out that Czech universities were undergoing a confidence crisis triggered by the plagiarism and fast-track degrees scandal at Plzeň's law faculty. She said that certain disciplines had been damaged by a brain drain to the private sector, with school graduates unwilling to commit to academic careers which paid less than they would make elsewhere. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast, although Central Europe is still enjoying an unseasonably warm spell, with afternoon highs reaching 27 degrees Celsius. A cold front from the west should bring cloudy skies and rain over the weekend, with daytime highs dropping to 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.